Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my two co-hosts, of Tom Turbrock and Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having me today.
Good afternoon, my friend.
Well, welcome back to the Cornerstone Studios. We have Stephen Schultz from Schultz Myers Law Firm. Welcome, Stephen.
Guys, great to be here.
I love it when you come in, man. We've lots of good questions, and I know 24 hours a day you guys are available at 314-444-4444.
You got it.
Love that. Love the repeater number. And a lot of this good information, you know, we get a lot of our good questions from your website at schultzmyers.com. So we were just talking about auto accidents, and I want to continue that conversation because there are so many situations that, you know, we need to know about. You talked about uninsured coverage on your insurance and some of the different situations where that comes up. Let's talk about hit and runs first. Is that part of that?
Yeah, so uninsured motorist coverage, there's several scenarios that fall into that form of coverage. It would be hit and runs. It could be even situations where, let's say you're on the highway and somebody swerves in front of you and you have to swerve out of their way to avoid contact. Even though there's no contact between two vehicles, that is by its definition an uninsured motorist claim. It's actually called a phantom motorist claim, but it falls under uninsured motorist. That, and as well as if somebody hits you and they're not insured and you find out they don't have insurance, obviously that's an uninsured motorist claim.
Okay, so I actually had a situation similar to that the other day, and tell me if this fits, as I was driving along Highway 40 going eastbound, and there's a truck that decides to just, you know, change lanes right into me. And I basically had no time to react because I didn't want to get hit by the semi, so I had to swerve into the next lane. I was in the center lane, had to swerve over into the fast lane, and I got really lucky there was nobody over there. But if there was somebody over there, I would have hit him. I would have had no choice, and I'd rather hit them than get hit by the semi because he didn't see me and was just coming on over. If I would have hit somebody, or if I would have had to been, you know, swerve into the median, would that fall into that category?
As long as you would not have been able to locate the person who originally cut you off.
Okay,
if you locate them, it's not uninsured. But if they're gone, which is I have several cases like that we've actually tried to verdict. But if the person actually leaves the scene, it's by definition an uninsured motorist claim.
And are they breaking the law by leaving the scene? Because they could always claim they didn't even know they did it.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's so subjective. I mean, obviously, if somebody causes it, the most common situation is they cause it, they stop, and they look at you, and they see there's damage, and then they take off on purpose. That's
right.
That's a felony to do that.
They know they're drunk, or they know
you
know, whatever reason.
That's right. And then the cops find them a little bit later at their home, and they're intoxicated. But yeah, if they flee the scene, it's an uninsured motorist claim.
I actually watched a hit and run happen, and they both pull over, or he hits the guy, pulls over. I'm at a stoplight. The guy gets out of his car, runs up to the guy that hit him, because the guy goes around him, and the guy speeds up. And the guy chased him, and the guy speeds up.
Oh, man.
Chases him. So he's just doing that tease, you know. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh,
I hope someone can see his driver's or his license plate number.
That's when you need, you need a little karma to give you some justice there.
Yeah. So here's the thing about that. You know, that brings up a good point. There's no reason to chase after the person, and here's why. Because if you have car insurance, you're required by law to have uninsured motorist coverage.
Right.
And if you have uninsured motorist coverage and somebody flees the scene, you make a claim on your own policy, your rates cannot go up by law, okay? Mm-hmm. If it's a non-fault claim, your insurance company cannot raise your rates because you make an uninsured motorist claim. And if they do, call me, we'll make a lot of money because that's against the law. So in that situation,
it would be similar to a comprehensive claim, like a hitting a deer or something like that.
Correct. As long as it's by definition a non-fault claim, your rates won't go up, okay? So just take a deep breath. I know you're going to be upset. You don't want to make a claim on your own policy because you think it's going to ding you. That's why you pay for insurance, though, for other negligence.
You get out of your car and you start chasing somebody down like that, and you don't know what bad thing's going to happen.
Oh, my gosh.
Sure.
People, I mean, you read about hear about people getting shot. I mean, it's just not worth
right.
it.
Hit the witness.
Yep.
Yeah. So I wouldn't advocate for doing that. I just would stay parked, call the police, make a report, contact your insurance company, call me if you're injured, and then we take care of it.
Listen to Stephen.
Mm-hmm.
You can say that by experience, Tom?
Listen to Stephen. No, no.
No.
I've been good.
Yeah.
Well, what other things with uninsured, what are the types of situations fall into that?
So like I said, the hit and run scenario, obviously if somebody hits you and they're not insured. But, you know, with particular, I mean, the particular thing about an uninsured motorist claim is what you do, how you go about making the claim, okay? Because it's different than a regular claim against another car insurance carrier. You need to do certain things at the scene to make sure that you protect your own car insurance company's right to go subrogate and get reimbursement from the at-fault party if they ever locate that person, Or if they actually hit you and we know who they are, your own insurance company may go after that person for damages they have to pay out to fix your car, right? So my point is this. If you're hit by somebody who's not insured, always get a report. Doesn't matter if they say, we'll take care of it under the table. Always get a report because, you know, your own insurance company requires you to do that. You know, if you don't do that, you're prejudicing their right to go get money. Well, so that's number one.
Is there a good source for information when it comes to the steps to take for this?
Yes. Yeah, so you can go to my website, schultzmeyers.com. There's also on the Department of Revenue's website, there's a Form 1140, which is the form you fill out and submit to the Missouri Department of Revenue when you're hit by somebody who's not insured. And the state will go get restitution for certain forms of property damage, up to and including your deductible that you have to pay to your own car insurance company to fix your car. So that's step one. And that's available Missouri Department of Revenue website. And also on our website, I'm going to upload a document that I found that I think is instructive. It's called Understanding Your Auto Claim. I actually found it from the Department of Insurance website through Missouri Secretary of State. And so I can upload that 6-page document to our website, and it's easy reading.
So in schultzmeyers.com, they can look for that under auto accidents, or what section will that be under?
Correct. It'll be there's a resource link I'll put up there to make sure we have that up there for your listeners.
Excellent. In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're speaking with Stephen Schultz from Schultz Myers Law Firm. Stephen, when it comes to the types of injuries, what do you see with auto accidents? What are some of the most common ones, and which ones should people really beware of?
Neck and back, it's almost always the case. I would say 85% plus, it's always neck or back. The spine is always something that's injured. Even in 5-mile-an-hour wrecks, it can be injured, even in low-impact wrecks. Mm-hmm. Even though, you know, it's low-impact, cars are built to sustain a certain amount of damage now, so even if it's 5 or 10 miles an hour and your car isn't pulverized, you can still be badly hurt. So to answer your question, it's usually neck and back. And the only problem nowadays is with neck and back, unless you have fractures, usually neck and back injuries are disc injuries, which are called soft tissue injuries, and auto insurance companies fight those vigorously. And that's what I go up against all the time. You know, it's mainly a subjective injury. Pain levels are subjective. So these car insurance companies like to go toe-to-toe. They like to delay and defend these cases, you know, just basically time you out because they know you're under financial duress and just, you know, lowball you unless you have somebody aggressive on your side representing you.
Well, and somebody's not well represented, or they think they can represent themselves because they don't want to have to pay out a personal injury attorney, they're going to get run over.
And here's the risk because...
Like that pun?
That was good. That
was
good.
So,
I got it.
Auto insurance claims adjusters are trained to be very nice to you in the first couple weeks. Gathering information, becoming your friend, having you sign documents that legally you don't have to sign.
I'm assuming they're going to act like... not that they have a fiduciary responsibility to you, but at least they're some neutral party when they're not.
They're not. And here's the thing. We talked about uninsured motorist claims earlier. Your own uninsured motorist coverage on your own policy, you're their customer and you think they're going to take care of you. As soon as you start making an uninsured motorist claim for injury damages, they immediately become your enemy. And your own car insurance company becomes your adversary, and it's heated. It can be even more heated between you and your own car insurance company than another car insurance company. So it's just interesting how it plays out.
I had an insurance company when I was hit head on, and my injury showed up just a little bit later, like 24 hours, I'll say. And the insurance adjuster calls me and downplays all my injuries. And I was more worried about the babies in the car than I was about myself. And that's the adrenaline that you're talking about. And I ended up having to hire a lawyer because they didn't want to pay any of my medical bills. And so it really leaves you in a situation where I don't really want to have to sue somebody, but I also just want my medical things taken care of. And so...
All right, so that brings up a good question because where do you draw the line between a minor injury that's not really worth pursuing versus one that is worth pursuing?
Great question. Every single call I get is different, and there's... Lots of times I'll just say, you don't need a lawyer. Here's what I recommend you do. Here's the steps I recommend you take. I can't walk you through the process as you go through it, but I can tell you right now what you need to be doing to make the claim properly on your own accord and get the most money you can. And I just give free advice all the time. I mean, we spend a majority of our day giving free advice to people, but I know pretty quickly whether they need a lawyer, and we'll be honest with people and tell them. But there's really no cookie cutter criteria. It's just really a case-by-case basis.
Well, really, so in that case, there's no reason not to call your number.
Right. I mean,
if in question, call, because it doesn't cost anything.
Doesn't cost you a thing. You know, and there's no good reason why you wouldn't want to learn what your legal rights are before you make the educated decision on whether to file a claim, forego it, or what to do next.
All right. So if somebody is injured and they need to file a claim and they need to be represented, how much do you charge? Like, what's the hourly rate that you guys charge?
Injury lawyers do not charge an hourly rate. At least we don't. We charge what's called contingency fees. We charge a percentage of what we recover for our clients, and that is a risk-free guarantee. So mm-hmm. if we don't recover anything, we don't charge a dime. So I've had cases where I investigate them, and we find out 2-3 months down the line we don't have a submissible case or the facts don't warrant the case, and I may have spent hundreds or thousands of dollars, hundreds or thousands of dollars. and in that right. situation, we can't move on with the case, but the client owes us nothing. So there is no financial risk whatsoever mm-hmm. for victims who call me. There's none.
Wow. So there really isn't an excuse not to call.
Right. So
most, you know, statistically, some people don't want to call a lawyer because they're intimidated mm-hmm. by them, and they just don't, you know, lawyers don't have good bedside manner in general, right?
right.
So I think, you know, that's a big thing, too, and you just need to understand that I've been in the situation of being injured, so I know right. what it's like. So I think we're a little different in that right. perspective. So
you guys are, you guys don't need to wear an eye patch to, you know, to try to relate to people. You guys just do relate to people.
Yeah, I mean, we're just personal people, and I think that's the biggest, you know, that's the biggest drive to our firm is personal service. And I think we're not a big settlement mill type of law firm that just churns through clients.
All right, so Stephen, if anybody wants to get a hold of you, what is the best method to do it?
The number 314, and then all fours after that. You know, email Stephen@Schultz Myers. You can visit our website. There's a quick contact form on there. They can live chat with an operator online 24/7. I mean, there's several ways to get in touch with us any time, day or night.
All right, very good. You guys have made yourselves very accessible, and you can visit SchultzMyers.com. And also, if you visit DougHaldeman.com, we're actually going to have a blog post about this where we're going to have links to Stephen's website and make sure to have all Stephen's contact information in case you've forgotten how to reach it. So, Stephen, definitely appreciate you coming in. Wealth of knowledge, and we're all a little smarter for it.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
So don't forget, just a reminder for you, you don't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show next Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1, brought to you from the Cornerstone Mortgage Studios. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.